The microphones are on. I proudly call tonight's City Council meeting to order, and I kindly ask our city clerk to please take the roll call.
Chuck Brown.
Here.
Ralph Dantino. Dorothy Flanagan.
Here.
Sam Hill.
Here.
Dean Kilberg.
Here.
Craig Maladra.
Here.
Richard Marks. Robert Piper.
Here.
Ron Singer.
Here.
Don Vogelsberg.
Here.
We begin tonight with the Pledge of Allegiance. I would kindly ask that our esteemed high school student, Maureen Levy, please lead us in the pledge.
You're still only in high school?
I know. I can't.
College graduate already.
They're going to Washington.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Ms. Levy.
Senators would be proud.
Folks, item 3A, the Paul Ruby proclamation, will not be carried out tonight at the request of the executive director of the foundation and some last-minute things to take care of. So
if we could push it back, that'd be great. Thank you.
You got it. Of course. No problem at all. Item 3B is to recommend the mayor's appointment of Maureen Levy to the Strategic Plan Advisory Commission.
So moved.
Second.
By Alderman Vogelsberg. Seconded by Alderman Hill. And, of course, Maureen is with us this evening. Already provided bad information regarding the Senate vote. The debt ceiling, but we'll forgive her for that. What special talents are you going to bring to SPAC?
Yet to be determined. We'll see what happens.
You have been in D.C. too long. Oh, my God.
Oh.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor of Ms. Levy serving on the Strategic Plan Advisory Commission, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Anybody opposed? And no abstentions? Congratulations. And thank you in advance for serving. Of course, you're always joined by your mom and dad.
Very supportive parents.
Or paranoid, one of the two. I'm not sure what it is. It's like
probably a little bit of both.
Right, a little bit of both. Is there a reason for that, Mr. Levy?
Not that I'm going to divulge, sir.
No, that's not on TV anyways, right? Item 3C is to recommend the mayor's appointment of Trish Tkach to the Cultural Arts Commission.
So moved, bro.
Motion by Brown, seconded by Hill. Ms. Tkach could not be with us tonight. This was the oversight that I accept responsibility for 2 weeks ago. We had originally considered Ms. Tkach's appointment. She is extraordinarily talented, and I think most of you may know her. If not, you will soon get to know her, and she's just a lovely woman. So appreciate the nomination. And a second, all in favor of Ms. Tkach's nomination, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? No abstentions? Congratulations to Trish. Item number 4, amendments to the agenda. Are there any amendments this evening by any member of the council? Item 5 is the omnibus agenda. All items marked with an asterisk are considered to be routine by this city council and can be enacted by one motion.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Maladra, seconded by, was that Mr. Singer? And Mr. Radovich, our city attorney, has a brief statement.
With regard to item 11F, that's the annexation agreement.
It is on the consent agenda, therefore, when we take the roll call, I will also cast a vote as well. That should cover item 11F. Mr. Clerk?
Craig Maladra?
Aye.
Robert Piper?
Aye.
Ron Singer?
Aye.
Don Vogelsberg?
Aye.
Chuck Brown?
Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Aye.
Sam Hill?
Aye.
Dean Kilberg?
Aye.
Mayor Burns?
On item 11F, aye. We skip down to item 11, Committee of the Whole item, correction, item 10, Municipal Bills for Payment. Mr. Clerk, kindly read the bills for consideration.
Municipal bills for payment, total $2,355,735.76.
Mr. Mayor, I move that we approve and pay the bills as read. The individual bills are displayed on the website in the City Council packet.
Second.
Alderman Brown motions to pay the bills as read and displayed on the City Council's website and in the packet, seconded by Alderman Flanagan. So there. Questions or comments? Mr. Clerk, please take the roll.
Craig Maladra?
Aye.
Robert Piper?
Aye.
Ron Singer?
Aye.
Don Vogelsberg?
Aye.
Chuck Brown?
Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Aye.
Sam Hill?
Aye.
Dean Kilberg?
Aye.
Folks, according to my notes, we are at item 13, new business. Anyone from the audience this evening? Any new business at all? Chief, anything? Dick? Nagel?
Not a thing.
Yes, isn't that Patch's byline? Not a thing?
Whoops.
Ellen, how about you? Jean? Barkley? Loveys? You've been in DC too long.
We'd like a prognostication on the vote tomorrow.
What I think it's going to be?
It's going to pass?
It's going to pass.
Pass the House.
What's the vote in the Senate, though? You think so?
Well, it has to be, do they say it's a supermajority or simple?
Simple. Mr. Kilburg thinks it's going to be 75 I votes.
I think there's going to be a lot, yeah. Because basically, I think it's going to be the super conservative and super liberals that are going to vote it down. But all of the moderates in between will vote aye. And there's a lot of those, I believe, anyway.
Thank God.
For my time.
Our Illinois senators will cast an aye vote, you think?
Both.
Yeah. Don't we have three?
Not per the Constitution.
Maureen's the third one.
Yeah, Maureen's the third one, exactly.
There you go.
Any other new business from any member of the council again? Last chance? Just a reminder, next Monday evening is a big meeting, so have plenty of dinner. Looking forward to a nice conversation. With that, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Piper, seconded by Hill. All in favor, please say aye.
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 Microphones are off.